Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Has Nashville fully bounced into spring, or will we see a fourth winter?
The Nashville SC Stadium gets a name.
And speaking of stadiums, we'll bring you the latest of the discussions for the new Tennessee Titans Stadium.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. We talked about this last week, sir, as we knew kind of winter weather was approaching. Is where are we on the weather calendar for Nashville?
Yeah.
And everybody was right on the mark when third winter was kind of where the arrow was pointed to for where we were in Nashville as we were headed into another cold weekend last weekend where we got 2 to 5 inches of snow all within a few hours.
It came down over the
weekend.
Yeah.
And
then it melted fast.
It melted just as fast as it came. What does this mean for what are your predictions for what Nashville has to offer as far as winter weather? Do you think we still have another small cold spell, and I'll define it that way we have some parameters, below 30 degree weather for Nashville or kind of in that freezing temperature, 30, 32 degrees. Do you think we have another small spout of winter weather in us?
No, I do not.
You don't?
I do not.
Oh man.
It may come in April, but I don't think so. I think it's going to stay in the 40s.
Okay. Just to keep things interesting, I'm going to say the snow or not, that we're going to have at least one more like 30 to 35 degree day in Nashville before we finally rid of the atrocious weather we've had.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, it looks like we're going to be getting a few thunderstorms. It's going to be warm between the weekend of March 28th and 31st. It's going to be sunny and cool. So I don't know what that means, what the definition of cool is.
Yeah.
March, the average is going to be an average of 61 degrees. So 5 degrees above average. And we're going to get around 6 inches of rain.
Okay.
Let's talk about April real quick. April 1st through the 9th, sunny turning warm. I wish I gave a definition.
Yeah.
April 10th through the 17th, thunderstorms and warm.
Short sleeve weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
April 18th through the 23rd, sunny and cool.
Meaning you got to put on sleeves in the morning.
Yep.
That's probably what it means.
The last week of April, April 24th through the 30th, a few thunderstorms and warm. Average temperature is going to be 68 degrees. And we're going to get 4.5 inches of rain.
Okay.
That's what they're estimating.
So according to the Farmer's Almanac estimate, it looks like we are not going to see any days. Now, nights I'm not counting, but days between kind of a 30, 35 degree weather. We'll see. I'm going to say yes, just because my curiosity is peaking. Whether I've spent many a March days in cold weather. So
I've spent April days in cold weather. So
I think it's definitely still possible. So I'll say yes.
I say no.
Hopefully, Nashville SC doesn't have to play outside when they arrive in their new stadium on May 1st. Their new stadium, even though it's just being built and brand new, got a new upgrade, and that is the naming rights to the Nashville SC Stadium. And this came at a bit of a shock, I think, to me at least. But we get the chance to learn about a company here in Nashville that is not often talked about, but been here in Tennessee for quite a while. The 30,000-seat, $335 million stadium will be known as Geodis Park. I hope I'm saying that right.
I think so.
I've never heard it pronounced, so I may have to listen to some audio of that. This is coming from the Tennessean. This last week, Nashville SC announced the long-term stadium naming rights in partnership with Geodis, a French-owned logistics and supply chain company with North American headquarters in Brentwood. So it is French-owned, so I may be botching it. So if anybody has pronunciation of this that's better than Geodis, and it's probably somebody has better pronunciation out there than that, then let us know in the comments. So neither Nashville SC nor Geodis disclosed financial details of the deal. So Geodis will receive signage placement at the main entrance, the stadium's 360-degree canopy roof, and on interior and exterior locations. Among them, the WeHo Premier Club seating area will include the Geodis branding in its name. And I believe we have a little bit of footage from the naming of this.
Yeah, so this is where they're dropping the banner. So this is on their Nashville Soccer Club Instagram account.
This is beautiful.
The banner going down.
This looks like a video game.
Yeah,
like this is incredible. I love the way they did their stadium.
Very uneven right now.
It looks like a video game because of the way their seats. Like it's just perfect weather out there. The field is in perfect condition. The seats with their multicolored kind of Lego look.
Oh yeah,
makes it look like a video game. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
so that's
the banner dropping.
It and looks then we also absolutely have some incredible.
Photos as well.
Yeah, so here's some of the interior and exterior locations of kind of where their signage is going to be.
So this first photo that we're looking at, you can actually see this sign from 440 at nighttime. It looks amazing.
So that's the Nashville SC logo. That's not the Geodis logo.
So I believe this is going to be the entrance that's facing the Craighead Street. So. There's the logo from the outside of the arena or stadium. There's the big banner in the background. It literally does look like Lego pieces.
It does, and I love it. I think it looks fantastic.
There's another. I think he's the head of construction, CEO. Okay, and there is a rendering of the naming of the stadium.
Yeah, so that's one of the outside entrances. There's another rendering from another perspective of that same entrance, I believe.
And I think this is the last rendering.
And there you go. That is a very cool perspective right there. That is a kind of a skyline drone rendering where you can see Geodis Park and the skyline
and
in the background. And you can see kind of the roof of the naming rights and how it's fit on the 360-degree canopy. It's a flat roof on there, and so it looks pretty cool from there. It kind of keeps everybody shaded in, hopefully, as
shaded,
much as possible.
Maybe a little bit dry.
I don't know.
But
it is going to be rainy in the spring.
Those photos were coming from the Tennessean.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. And I'm excited to see that Nashville SC has kind of moved to get that naming rights there. Hopefully it doesn't switch as often as as First Tennessee, First Horizon, and it could be a
long-term thing.
A new name here. Well, it's pretty cool in this article. Geodis, they are, like you said, a top 10 supply chain operator in the world, headquartered near Paris. They're operated in France's state-owned French National Railway Company. They have 2,000 people that they employ here in Middle Tennessee.
Wow.
And I think this has been here for quite a while, since 1951.
Wow.
It says in here, Osborne Hesse Logistics was founded as a local and moving storage company in Nashville. Over time, it developed into a comprehensive supply chain management solution, eventually operating more than 120 distribution centers across the U.S. In November of 2015, Geodis absorbed Osborne Hesse Logistics, widening the company's U.S. footprint to more than 230 locations nationwide. So this company has its roots here since 1951.
That's cool.
Which is absolutely incredible. That's the year that the year that the LNC was built.
1955.
So okay, so close to that. We've got
You may have that in the Tennessee trip.
it may be in there. So it's some pretty big roots for this. Also, Geodis will be establishing a youth soccer league.
That's cool.
Here in some, it just says some kind of underserved areas of Nashville. And they'll be doing that in the summer. So a lot of partnership there with Nashville SC and local foundations of a supply chain logistics company here in Nashville.
Now let's talk about some local food here in Nashville. And I don't know which one I want to talk about because I've eaten at so many good places.
I want to talk about Eastside Banh Mi.
Okay, let's talk about Eastside Banh Mi. So Eastside Banh Mi is an incredible restaurant located in East Nashville. That's why it's called Eastside, I think. Or maybe.
Sure.
I don't know the actual true name of it. But it is an incredible restaurant. And I had the opportunity to have the pork sandwich.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this restaurant is. The restaurant is a banh mi, which is a Vietnamese sandwich. But the sandwiches are made with high quality meats.
And the bread's made daily.
The bread is made so fresh. It's made early in the morning. And then they add a lot of vegetables on this to make it a very satisfying and fresh sandwich. I had a fried egg with sausage, and their sausage and their meats come from, a lot of their meats come from Bear Creek. I believe it's a local place here in Nashville. And it was one of the best sandwiches I think I've ever had. They had a lot of chili sauce as well, some fresh made chili sauce, some fresh carrots on top. It was incredible. Stuart, you actually had some of it as well.
It was a great sandwich. It was all really warm, and the bread was so fresh. The pork sandwich was delicious. The pork sandwich was good, but then I had the fried egg sandwich, and I was like, oh, your thing is way better. But the pork sandwich, it's good, but there's a little bit of, like, cold vegetables on it, I believe, like the carrots and the cucumbers are cold with the warm meat. So it's just, it's a weird sensation in your mouth, but overall, it's just a great experience.
So I would honestly, if you have a free moment for lunch, to head over to Eastside Banh Mi, because that fried egg sandwich is... It was a limited thing when I had it last week, and so I don't know how long it's going to be there. It may not even be there now. Still, a place worth checking out as soon as you can. They have a pho place opening in the Wash as soon as the Wash opens. A lot of cool things coming there, but that's Eastside Banh Mi on Gallatin Pike in East Nashville. Now, let's head over with more tips and outdoor experiences with Explorers Nashville's Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to get some coffee and go to an outdoor store. And you could do that all at one place by visiting Three Brothers Coffee. It's literally attached to an outdoor store, which is crazy. So you can get your hiking boots and coffee and a pastry and then walk yourself over to Centennial Park while enjoying all three of those things.
So maybe you need some new walking shoes and you want to test them out over at Centennial
Park. It's a win-win.
You can have an amazing coffee while you do so. The Three Brothers is a great local shop. They have their own roasts, and it's just good quality coffee. It's a very small shop. Their hours are smaller than a lot of coffee shops. I remember I tried to go there one afternoon and they had closed
at like 4
early.
Or like,
yeah. So check their hours before you go. If you're going there, probably after kind of your 2-3 PM slot, because they could be closing early. But it's an incredible coffee shop. West End doesn't have as many coffee shops
Like Starbucks, Three Brothers.
Yeah. So definitely get you some local coffee and while the weather is good, and hopefully, you know, there's going to be a spare cloud in the sky or two in Nashville that has some rain reserves, but overall, if the weather's good, head over to Centennial and enjoy the lovely new park that we've had for the past year or so since they kind of finished their master plan of the Great Lawn, and enjoy the experience there over at Centennial. So grab yourself some coffee, some great outdoor gear
and a pastry
and have a great walk at Centennial Park. That is Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com.
While we're on the topic of stadiums, there's a lot to do with stadiums.
Yeah, it's like here Nashville's in Nashville. Like, that's the only thing we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a lot of the conversation happening in the sports world, especially now that we're getting back to good weather where people can be outside, enjoy games, and enjoy all of these outdoor activities that Nashville has to offer. Some of the conversation around stadiums involves a possible new Tennessee Titans stadium. Now, there's a lot of complexities to this that we have addressed as the talks for a new stadium has begun. So if this is a new topic to you, we do have some older episodes if you want to check that out in our archives over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. You won't have to go back too far because this is still a very, very recent thing. We've been talking about it for the past 3 weeks.
There's an episode called Will Nissan Stadium Have a Sunroof? That's one that we could really deep dive into to learn about this.
So essentially, the Tennessee Titans are deciding whether or not we need to build a new stadium. The reason is there's about $600 million that they found before 2020 that needed, or around the 2020 time, that they needed to address $600 million worth of renovations. As they were kind of tallying up the totals in late 2021, they found out that it actually doubled to about $1.2 billion in renovations that they needed to complete in order to really satisfy, the city needed to satisfy the role of providing a great stadium experience, which is pretty much in the contract.
Yeah, and that, and also the World Cup. If we win one of the bids for the World Cup, those renovations need to be done before the World Cup happens.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why everybody took really a step back to say, okay, with $1.2 billion in renovations, you know, we're going to have to build a new stadium at some point. Doesn't need to be now. Do we take a step back and figure out what the cost is, figure out the feedback of building a new stadium, and pursue that option so that we have a better chance of hosting the World Cup? You know, what do the World Cup people say about us building a new stadium? I would assume that they would be in favor of that. What would be the advantages to that? And essentially, we're looking at kind of a price tag, I believe, of somewhere around $2 billion. For a new stadium. This is stuff that we've learned throughout digging in this. The Tennessean had an article talking about some of the new stadiums that have come up in the last 10 years, and the price tag has never really gone down from this. And so really the minimum we'd need to spend to be competitive is about $2 billion in that area.
But with inflation, it's probably $2.5 billion.
Right. So over $2 billion. A roof or some kind of protection for the stadium is almost a must in the, unless you're in Las Vegas, where there's not a whole lot of rain. And so a roof is a must.
Desert and hotness, so that's why they have a roof.
Yeah. And so this is a lot of information that is needed to be considered. And the taxpayers would actually be off the hook if a new stadium was built. Because essentially, Nashville as a city would exit their old lease, and it would not take new taxpayer money to pay for the new stadium. So this is a very interesting situation. Now, we have some follow-ups from the Nashville Business Journal, and this is really focusing on, is it possible for this stadium, if it's built, to be done by 2026, which is really the incentive for the World Cup and the 2026 Tennessee Titans season. So World Cup and the 2026, which would happen late in 2026 for that season. So the National Business Journal talks about this. They say a new Titan stadium would take taxpayers off the hook forever and could be built by the time their lease at Nissan Stadium ends in 2027. This is according to the Titan CEO, Burke Nihil, not sure how you pronounce that, at a Metro Sports Authority meeting, believe last week.
So it goes on to say the Titans had been in the final planning stages of a stadium renovations costing $500 million to $600 million. In January's number came back revealing the cost has doubled since 2020.
Which is not necessarily good news.
Yeah,
that you're expecting $600 million and then that doubles to one. Yeah. These are not small numbers to play around with.
They're not. And part of it is there's been delayed renovations because of the pandemic and then other things as well. And so these renovations should have happened probably 5 or 6 years ago, but they were delayed.
So Nihil says the moment we are at in this point is just stepping back. Said we are in this phase and one of the options we are thinking about is a new stadium, but we haven't eliminated any possibility. So the Business Journal goes on to say, under increasing pressure from the NFL after the Buffalo Bills announced their new stadium and the inflationary environment at the time, Nihil said the Titans are weighing options with urgency. They have to. We have to by 2026. I mean, that's going to go by so quick.
Oh, yeah.
and to get everything ready for the World Cup. I mean, I know the 2026 season is like the goal, but the World Cup is really the goal.
The World Cup is the moneymaker.
They hope to come up, according to the Business Journal, they hope to come up with a budget in the next several months and build a design from that. A new stadium would have less capacity with Nissan Stadium.
Interesting.
Coming in at around 60,000 seats. Now, that is interesting.
Which I wonder if it's based on the soccer numbers, because if you remember, there was a game that happened. I think it was the U.S. team versus Mexico team, and it was like one of the highest sold out games in the country, like over 60,000 tickets.
Yeah, this I mean, it is very interesting to think about. I wonder what the numbers would be if the percentage of seats sold for an average Tennessee Titans game. Versus, you know, what kind of seating capacity they would need for the World Cup to say yes.
Yeah.
Versus.
But that's also 10,000 less people for the CMA Fest.
Yeah, it is.
Like, there's just a lot to weigh.
It's very interesting
in this time period.
Yeah, that is very interesting. I really expected this to go up and not down with the announcement of a new stadium.
Especially with the growth of Nashville. You're just like, Nashville's growing so fast. And all of these people may become Tennessee Titans fans, so they may want to be at the game.
Yeah, so that is interesting. The Business Journal goes on to say if a new building is the route they decide, the target lifespan would be more than 60 years.
Do you remember when they used to build buildings that last thousands of years? I remember.
Yes, it's like the Parthenon over at Centennial Park.
Yeah, or the Colosseum in Rome.
Nihil recognized that the Titans are not the only users of Nissan Stadium and said that their plan could actually look more attractive to FIFA in terms of attracting World Cup matches than a renovated stadium. But yes, we understand that.
The question is, if it takes 7 months to build this budget and FIFA has to choose by July, I believe, where the 2026 games are going to be, how's that going to work?
So this is interesting. They say, to get to the point of construction, a few months of deciding if a new stadium is the right solution, followed by 18 months of design.
18 has to happen.
18 months of design. So essentially they're saying if we have alignment by the fall, we could potentially have a new stadium open by the 2026 Titans season. So 18 months of design. So let's see if they have... by the end of 2023, essentially, as we're getting into there, they would essentially be ready for construction and have 2 years, right? 2 years of construction, 2024 and 2025, and probably early 2026.
Yeah, I assume now, 18 already...
months does seem like a long time, but you would think, hey, let's save a little bit of that extra cushion space for... for the cushion space for extra construction time.
Yeah. Or delays in materials. Like there's a lot of factors to it, but I assume as soon as the Titans announce that there may be a new stadium, there's already architecture firms in Nashville that are drawing up plans.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So maybe that time could be brought down a little bit, but it is very interesting to think about that and to think about what the possibilities could be. Now, one of the things that's really cool to, if you go to some of our older episodes, I still think that it should be a possibility out there to partner with the Nashville Stars.
Oh yeah.
And build something that is capable of holding a football team and a baseball team.
I think that'd be awesome.
And making it in a shape that's never been done before.
A guitar.
A guitar
or a piano.
I think the a Coliseum.
Like an actual Coliseum?
Like the round shape. So but big enough to hold a football field.
And a baseball field.
And have that round feel more for a baseball field.
Yeah.
I think that would be the most interesting solution for this. But
I still think they should go to Bear Island over
over on Percy Priest. Yeah.
Priest Lake.
probably the most interesting option out of where we propose for a new stadium to go. I think it's a no-brainer that they'll be right beside where they are.
Oh, hands down. They're going in the parking lot. Yeah. That just makes sense.
They're going. Let us know. Do you think this is feasible? 18 months of planning, 2 years of construction, two and a half years opened by the
2026
mid-2026 for the World Cup. It'd be very interesting to see if that is a possibility. Let us know in the comments below what you think about this new stadium. Should they do the deal? Shouldn't they do the deal? What should the new stadium have in it? And what do you think will be the biggest headache of this process? See you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.